This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you with us. Today we're going to be talking with an organization. We visited here before, but this is their 10th anniversary year, and it's virtually unrecognizable from that year one back in 2009. We're at Agape in Bloomsburg. Eileen Chapman is the executive director. And we're with Lori Swank today, Director of Programs and HR. The Director of Operations and Facilities is also with us. Her name is Carla Chapman. And Karen Heaps, Director of Case Management. They're here to update us on Agape, what they're doing and what they're planning in the very near future. In fact, there's an event coming up this summer that we will let you know about. Ladies, thank you for being with us on the program. And we'll start with Eileen.
Agape really appreciates the opportunity to do this interview with Matt, and we're just delighted that WPGM supports us, and we can't say thank you enough.
Always happy to come back and visit again and get an update. 10 years of Agape. I don't know how many times I've been here, but it seems like every time I come, it's like it's not the same place. Things are really changing around here. Is that perception correct?
I think it's quite correct, yes. We can't keep up with it. It's really become an almost overwhelming task, but we have fun doing it for the most part. We have our frustrations, and right now we're going through a reorganization, but we're going to be better, more efficient, more effective. And we'll just have to see how it works out. But I'm optimistic that it's going to be even better than it has been.
Eileen, for those not familiar with Agape, just give us a quick description, kind of a definition of what you are here.
We are a faith-based, non-denominational Christian ministry who serves Columbia and Montour County residents to help those who are in need. And we try to fill in the cracks so nobody falls through the gaps.
Okay. And you've been doing this for 10 years. Give us some background of how that started, what got it going, and then how that sort of shifted and how you kind of took off there after a couple years.
Well, we started with, I think it was maybe around 60 people that met at Wesley United Methodist Church in Bloomsburg saying we got to do something because some of the nonprofits and some of the government agencies could not help because of their regulations. And we decided that maybe we could fill in those gaps, that if they couldn't get it at someplace else, that what they needed, then maybe they could come to Agape and we could give it to them. We take all sorts of donations, in-kind donations, furniture, household effects, you name it, pillows, bed linen. We also are in Daily Bread, which is a food distribution, and that has really grown since 2011, I think it was, when we became the administrators of the Columbia County Food Pantry. We also have clothing, have a financial assistance, where our case manager looks at their income and their expenses and determines if we can help them with rent, utilities, whatever it is they need, some medical expenses maybe. We do not pay taxes or fines, anything like that. But we get a variety of people in need that can't find help most anyplace else.
Let me talk to the two folks here that haven't been with us on our program before. Give me an idea of what your responsibilities are here and why you're involved.
My name is Lori Swank. I'm Director of Programs and HR. Basically, I oversee 9 different programs that we have here at Agape, and some of them get quite involved. Some we are trying to regenerate, bringing them into the 10 years and forward. That includes our food programs, of which I was involved with when I first was hired here at Agape. Food is a huge program. Whether it's backpacks for kids, Fresh Express weekly, or our monthly pantry, we're trying to make sure that no one is going hungry, because one thing I've learned through doing this particular program is that in the United States, no one should be hungry.
I'm Carla Chapman, Director of Operations and Facilities. For the most part, I handle the day-to-day things that go on here in the building, as well as help with grants and trying to get us some outside funding and trying to structure our schedules for deliveries and helping the community overall.
Okay. And Karen, you've been with us before on the program. You're kind of meeting with these people one-on-one, correct?
You are exactly right. I meet with them. I go down over their history. I go down over their needs and their wants and try to determine if what we can do to assist them, whether we can direct them to someone else for assistance, or whether we need to help. We want to be a hand up, not a hand out.
And there is so much going on here, like you said, Eileen. It just and just kept growing. The fascinating thing here that you folks showed me this morning was the fact that, I mean, you guys aren't getting rich working here. This is very much a labor of love, and a way to reach out to the community and to help people that are in need. I know some charities sometimes have the money they spend on operations kind of overshadows what they're actually doing, but you guys have an impressive number there.
We think so, and we're saying if it's too low, too high, because most of our employees, and we have 9, I think, a couple part-time and a couple full-time, are basically low income. And unfortunately, we can't offer any benefits other than a 3-week vacation period. Okay. We have no medical benefits, no insurance, nothing. And so it is a labor of love, and they're extremely dedicated. And it's our operations right now is at 4% of our budget, and our programs are at 96%, which is basically unheard of. And we do it well, I think. A lot of our volunteers are also, in a sense, staff. They're here on a regular basis almost every day, for at least for part of the day. I would suspect that some of them are here at least 20 hours a week, and that's dedication. And if they didn't volunteer, we would have to pay them, and right now we're at our max on what we can afford for payroll.
And obviously, with 9 people on staff, the volunteers are putting in a lot of hours to accomplish what all of you're accomplishing.
They are. And I can guarantee you I'm not making $1 million a year.
The numbers just kind of astound when you see them. Is this kind of a unique organization? I mean, is this other ones like this around the country? I mean, this is not something you'd have to describe, you know, like you did to get somebody to even understand what it is from outside the area, I think.
And it is hard to describe. I got a call the other day for something. They wanted to help us with something that we really didn't need, one of those advertising calls that you get. And they said, well, where's your national headquarters? And I said, we don't have a national headquarters. Well, then who's your boss? I said, we are.
Wow.
And they couldn't believe, because they'd been on our website, which really isn't up to date yet, but we're going to get there. And they couldn't believe all that we were doing and didn't have somebody above us. God is above us. He has blessed us from the very beginning. And every time we need something, we may have to wait a little and think it's not coming through, but he gives it at the right time, at the right need, the right person, and we're just, it's just amazing how people respond because he's put it in their heart to do that.
What got you involved?
It's in my blood. The executive director is my mother, and this actually started in my parents' kitchen. My parents were both pastors, and it was their dream to pull all the churches together and communicate so they had one location to help the community. Okay. So my children all grew up here literally helping out, and it's a great way to reach out into the local community.
Okay. And same question.
I came here as a volunteer initially. And it's agape can be rather infectious. You know, you come in and you want to help, and then God starts talking to you about just doing more. Okay. And gaining a servant's heart. And so after he showed agape how well he could use me, I was offered a position in the food area. I did that for a couple of years, and now I'm in a director position. I think part of what keeps my passion going is that people, a lot of times, have in poverty have so much stripped from them. They don't feel confident financially. A lot of resources run low. We're an agency that will definitely try to fill in some of those areas to give them their dignity, allow them to see beyond the poverty wall that they seem to stay behind. So whether it's backpacks, whether it's in-kind donations or in-kind giving of furniture, in Karen's area, if there's something we can help them with financially. Also, a new program that we've started is called the WIN Project. Agape has partnered with a group called, another nonprofit called Shape of Justice. They came to us wanting to know if we would like to partner. It has to do with feminine hygiene products. What we have done is we are able now to provide feminine hygiene products at no cost. I contacted the schools in the area, started hearing of how great that need was and is.
And we found out that some of the girls in school would skip school because they didn't have the appropriate product. So hopefully that will influence school attendance and just give them some pride in themselves and know that they're just like everybody else. We take so much for granted. You know, I never thought about it. Never thought about it. And what's interesting is that two of the three people we've been dealing with Shape of Justice are men. And they become passionate about this. And so I think men are becoming more aware of other people's needs, and it's just been an awesome program for us. The schools are just delighted.
Karen, you're part of it. It's always this one-on-one with people. I mean, does that become kind of emotionally rough? I mean, that would bum me out because I'd start to empathize.
Yes, you definitely do, and I recommend that everybody who is involved in something like this take a lavender bubble bath at the end of the day as a de-stressor. It is, but it's very encouraging if one person makes a difference in their lifestyle and makes a change, okay, and realizes that they can do something about their situation. And we see so much of people feeling entitled. And no one is entitled. And I explain that we're all in the same boat nowadays. You know, we're all in the living paycheck to paycheck. But we have to learn to make little changes in our life so that we can exist and have those bills paid.
Well, and it's always nice what a couple weeks ago, this young man came in and he was all excited to see Karen. And he told what had happened since she helped him through our financial program, and he's just made amazing changes in his life. He was a drug addict. And he's now married. He has a child, I think.
He's got custody of some of his children. He's got an apartment. He's on disability, but he does do a little bit of work, and he's just a completely changed man, and that was just amazing to me because there are times that I don't expect something to change, and that's God's work.
You balance the rewarding nature with the stress, and it comes out good in the end.
Yes, it does. Okay. Yes, it does.
And it's been around 10 years. Like you said, it's been kind of about 8 years since everybody started knowing about you, but through the 2011 floods. But anything going on this year aside from trying to stay on top of everything or, you know, get work for the future. Anything going on that to kind of increase awareness even more through this anniversary?
Well, we're going to hold our annual Palooza down at the Bloomsburg Town Park on the 24th of August of this year. And we weren't able to hold the Palooza last year because of the flood. And we're going to try it again, though they're now building the flood wall. down around there. But we're going to adjust, as we try to do with everything, and be flexible. And we're really excited about this Palooza. We've got 6 Christian bands coming, different ones than we've had before, some the same, but some different ones, covering blues and rock and gospel and all sorts of things, trying to get a little different play on things. And we've got some exciting things, we think, for the kids. We don't want to announce them just yet, but it looks like they're going to work out. The petting zoo and the pony rides are going to be there. We've got some new vendors. We're just really excited about how this one is going to come. And the community is getting together to participate as well. And if you want to be a vendor of some kind, just give us a call and we'll set you up.
I've been to a number of those. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, you get to, you're helping out Agape at the same time, but it's a nice late summer kind of a thing.
And we try to provide things that our low income can partake of. They don't get out very often. They can't do some things very often that we take for granted. And so everything as far as the kids' stuff is free. So the pony rides and everything is free, the face painting and bubbles. And
we have the best face painting in the state of Pennsylvania. I say that the two of us who do the face painting got our master's degree in face painting.
All right. We will keep that in mind. So what do you do? What sort of...
You name it, I can do it.
You can do it.
Yep.
Now, with so much going on and so much changing, the best way to keep in touch with Agape and keep track of what's going on?
You can always check our Facebook page and our Instagram if you follow us. And as far as Palooza, we even have our own individual Palooza page. The coming months, you'll be able to see all our vendors and our events that we'll have for the kids, and even what you can eat that day and what you can do in the schedule for the day. So just jump on over, like the page, and then you can see all the updates for both of our pages.
Any other new projects, programs that you just want to mention quickly?
We have partnered with Chewy, and we are going to get dog food and cat food to help particularly our senior citizens and those who buying pet food can really eat into your budget. And
yeah.
People say, well, why just get rid of your pets? If you're elderly or you're living alone or whatever, pets are your life, in a sense. You go home and something's there, and there's unconditional love. And so we just thought that this partnership would really work out well.
Ladies, thanks for joining us on the program today and giving us this Agape update. It's always good to visit.
Well, thank you very much.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.